Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Thursday, March 28, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the story times are true and my experiences are real. Now look, I'm sharing a lot of my personal and intimate things about my life. Some people may say I'm oversharing. Some people may say it's TMI. Then move along, because this ain't the podcast for you. But if you want to hear real life stuff that ain't watered down or doctored up and made all pretty, then this is where you want to be. If not, you might as well leave now, because I'm going to give it to you straight, no chaser and no filter. These things I'm talking about have actually happened to me. And on that note, it brings me to today's story time, where I'm going to talk about the time my son's grandmother disregarded my wishes not to get my son's haircut. All right, let's get right into it. So, my son was getting ready to turn one. It was like a month or so before he turned one, like it's maybe April, May-ish, because he would turn one in June. And she kept on telling me he needed a haircut. And I told her, quote unquote, I'm not cutting his hair, and when he gets older, if he decides that that's what he wants, then I will get it cut. But she kept on, and she is standing in my mother's kitchen trying to drag my mother into it, saying, Linda, don't he need his hair cut? And my mother is very mum, and she didn't say much, because she always tried to stay out of it, and she always tried to stay neutral to keep the peace. So she keep nudging my mother to say something until my mother finally says, well, it's up to Nisha and what she want to do. So this went on for a little while. She kept pressing the issue, and I kept telling her the same thing. No, I'm not cutting his hair. So, and mind you, my son had braids. Once he, you know, after he was born and his hair started growing so much, I started having my mother cornrow his hair in different styles because I couldn't braid, and I still can't braid until this day. So one day his grandmother came and she got him for a visit with her. And when she brought my son home, his hair had been cut. You should have seen my face. I was pissed. And then she asked me, Tanisha, are you mad? And I respond, yes. And I'm trying so bad, so hard not to disrespect her. Because what I really wanted to say was, B-I-T-C-H, didn't I tell you I wasn't cutting my son's hair? He is my son, not yours. You the grandmother. Stay in a grandmother's place. Then she says she wanted to cut his hair to see how much or if he looked like his father and the rest of them, because if you was to know his father and his grandfather and his uncle, they have a distinct look. They all look so much alike. And I was like to my mother, if she trying to do that, it seemed like she don't believe that it's his baby. Then I told my mother, if it is a paternity test she want, we can do that. I ain't worried about nothing. I know where this thing done been and who done been in it. And I said, I guarantee you, if we go on Maury, I won't be looking stupid, nor running off the stage, falling down, crying. Y'all done seen Maury. Y'all know how it go. It wouldn't have been me. And I'm 1,000% sure of that. I wouldn't have been the dummy to sit up there, oh, I know it's his baby. Oh, I'm 100% sure it's his baby. And then the paternity test come back and it ain't his. Wouldn't have been me. Because had nobody been in it like that but her son. So, I was mad as hell, near tears, and I wanted to slap the excuses right out of her mouth. She was acting like he was her son and that she had the right to do whatever she wanted. She always stepped on my toes and overstepped and dismissed me as his mother. Or again, going back to my previous story time, she tried to find something wrong with me in anything I did. So my son's hair was cut. There was nothing I could do. She didn't even bring me back the hair. Don't you know, like some people, when they get they baby's first haircut, if it's a boy, they'll save the hair. You know, it's like a little keepsake. They might put it in a little bag or something like that and put it inside the baby book. That's what I would have done. She didn't even do that. She didn't even do that much. She just didn't care. She stole a precious moment from me that I could never get back. His first haircut. And she didn't even get why I was upset. Or maybe she just didn't care. And when I told my son's father what his mother had done, like always, he stood on his mother's side, belittled me, and defended his mother's actions. And then that's when my son began to get haircuts. And he's been getting haircuts ever since. She decided to get his first haircut before he even turned 1 year old. And his grandmother and father tried to make it seem like I was the issue, when his mother was the one who didn't understand boundaries. And from that point on, she kept doing whatever she wanted when it came to my son, because she knew she could. And she knew her son would support her. So she continued to dismiss, disregard, and ignore that I was his mother and that she had no right to do the things she was doing without my permission. This lady put me through hell as I embarked into motherhood. Instead of embracing me, teaching me, and showing me how to do things and go about things, it seems like she set out to make things harder for me and tried to mother my son her way. So we continued to butt heads and clash as she refused to stop ignoring me and dismissing me as his mother. And this continued on for years. All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.